In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the feast of the apostles. It marks the martyrdom of the top two disciples that served the Lord, St. Peter and St. Paul. And we consider it as a feast for all of the apostles, because all of them were martyred. Even St. John, the beloved that was not martyred, lived a very harsh life, all his life in exile, and passed away peacefully. He's the only one that was not martyred. The rest, all of them were martyred. So this is the feast of the apostles because of their martyrdom and because of the model that they displayed. Why the Lord chose people to serve him, he can do without them. The Lord Jesus Christ could make people believe in him by his own miracles and his by himself. Why he needs people with him? It's very clear that the Lord Jesus Christ likes us to be one family in heaven, love each other, and we remember each other, we serve each other. Because of you, some people will be in heaven. And because of you, some people repent. And you yourself repented because of some people. So this increases the love between us. Your own partner, for example, maybe you are the source of his or her salvation. And the children, and even the parents because of the children, the neighbors, the Sunday school servant and their kids. So we are one family. The Lord prepares us to be one family, loving each other. The main thing on earth is to learn love. We live on earth a number of years doing nothing other than learning how to love God and love each other. So this is the only preparation for heaven. We live on earth, and this is temporary. This is a place that we don't live forever. We will live forever in heaven. And we have to be prepared from this short period on earth to love each other such that we live together. And the Lord chose people to serve each other. And as a Christian person, you cannot exclude yourself from the service. You cannot exclude yourself from preaching. Because if that's the case, then you exclude yourself from the family of God. You have to be a member of this family of God. Without it, we are excluded. We cannot survive by ourselves alone from other people saying that I have nothing to do with others. This is not the plan from God. The plan from God is that we help each other how to love God together such that one day we'll be together with the Lord. But there is some qualities that we have to acquire in order to love each other and learn how to love. And this was displayed in washing the feet. Why does the church select this day to wash the feet of people? Because this is the condition for serving. When the Lord said to Peter, if you don't allow me to wash your feet, you have no share with me. This is a bit strange. Is that important? To that extent, washing his feet is important. To be a member, you have no share with me if you don't accept it? Yes, because if we don't understand the concept of washing the feet, you cannot be servant for me. You cannot. And that's the reason that we do this today. In the Feast of the Apostles, we wash the feet. Why do we wash the feet? In order to explain to everyone that this is the way we deal with each other. There is no arrogance, there is no false pride, there is no resentment, there is only mutual love and mutual humility. Humility keeps us together. Humble person will be always friend with everyone, and none will become disturbed because of this person. The person that is arrogant is deterring people away. So we do the washing of the feet on this day as symbolic to understand this is a must. In fact, in some Orthodox churches, when they ordained bishops, not in the Coptic church, I don't know why the Coptic church didn't adopt this, but in other Orthodox churches, when they ordained bishops, the patriarch washed their feet. And it's like a mission. Whenever you send a person for a mission, you wash his feet or her feet. Why? In order to be symbolic, that you always remember, we always remember how the Lord bowed down in front of his disciples and washed their feet, took off his clothes, girded himself with a towel, and the way he washed the feet, he was on the ground, and they put their feet on him, maybe on his knees, or something like that, in order to... And this is the way that we approach each other. And that's the way the Lord likes us to be. And that's the way of joy. That's the person that has resentment is killing himself. And very, very disturbed. All our diseases come, psychological diseases come from that, from not being able to wash the feet of each other. If you really have that feeling that you like to wash the feet of others, you never suffer from psychological disturbances. What can disturb you? We are always disturbed when we are ignored or excluded or despised. But if I always remind myself that I am at the feet of other people, then this is the joy of my being a member of the community of Christ. And just teach yourself that, because otherwise we are not qualified for the kingdom of heaven. We are not. What's the qualification for the service? If you like to serve the Lord, what are the qualifications? Is it knowledge? No. It's very clear that people knowledgeable are not suitable. Is it skills? No, because the Lord can provide the skills. So what? It is that feeling that I'm ready to wash the feet of others. If you are ready to wash the feet of others, then you are a good tool in the hand of the Lord. Many times we can approach this peaceful environment of being in the family of the Lord by being capable to wash the feet. On this earth, there is procession, and people hurry in this procession. Let me call it the procession of dignity or pride. Or everyone is trying to be number one in being famous, being respected. So in that procession of dignity, make sure that you step backward. You know why? Because Christ is at the back. If you rush in the front, you are far from Christ. Especially when it comes to serving God. How is it in the society, even in the society, even at work? It's not only in the church, even at work. If you are like that at work, try to serve others, try to take their burden, try to help them at work. Look what is going to happen. You'll be beloved, you'll be promoted, everyone will be happy with you, and you'll be happy and lead a good life. This is the day that we always remember. Remember the shape of the priest bowing down and washing the feet. Remember this, because this is symbolic of what happened with Christ with his disciples. Remember that. And this, in this way, the heart of people will be open when you serve them in this capacity. Many missionaries went from America or civilized countries to the third world. They failed. Why they failed? They gave them money. They made for them schools. They made for them hospitals. And they did many good social work. But they failed to convert them to the love of Christ. Why? Because of the arrogance. They lived away from them. You people live down, we live upstairs. We live our... Until some missionaries, like Pope Carolus, was always advising, particularly and Antonius Moros, when he went to Africa, he told him, son, the Coptic Church is poor. We don't have money like missionaries that came from the West. But we have one thing. You go and wash their feet, then their hearts will be open. And that's the case. The Coptic Church flourished in Black Africa. The reason is they shared with them. They shared their food. They shared their sleep. You may have received some photos from Abuna Augustinus and a group of people serving in Kenya. The Kenyan, Black Kenyan, love the Coptic people. Why? Because they eat from their food, they sleep with them, they dance with them, they do the same things like them, and they teach them the Bible, and they wash their feet, and that's the way we help each other, and that's the way the Lord taught us, and the Lord displayed that. Glory be to his name forever. Amen.